The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, also known as SGMA, and how it impacts our rural communities. When groundwater levels drop significantly, shallow domestic wells are often the first ones to feel it. For many small and rural communities, groundwater is their only source of drinking water. Today, I'm joined by Rhett Anderson from Self Help Enterprises to discuss how SGMA intersects with drinking water reliability. Hi, Rhett. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me.
So, given your experience in working with rural communities, we have a few questions for you. So we're going to get started with, can you tell us how groundwater decline affects small communities?
Sure. Yeah, groundwater decline tends to hit small and rural communities first and typically the hardest. A lot of households in rural California rely on private domestic wells, and those wells are typically much shallower than the large agricultural and municipal wells. So when groundwater levels start to drop, those domestic wells are usually the first ones to lose access to water.
And so to help with some of these things, do you know of any protections or planning tools that exist under SGMA to help specifically those domestic well users?
So overall, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is designed to achieve sustainability. So hopefully those domestic wells are protected. But in the meantime, the groundwater sustainability agencies are responsible for those domestic wells that are impacted by GSA-related activities as defined in the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
So SGMA has been around for already 10 years, and you mentioned some of the tools that exist to help them, but have you seen progress with some of these things even after 10 years and development of tools? And are there places or areas where you think more work is needed?
Absolutely. I've seen tons of progress, even just the most recent few years. A lot of these agencies have really taken a priority to mitigating these domestic wells that have been impacted by declining groundwater levels. There's always more that we can be doing, and I would say the more education that we can put out there, the better. Although we are seeing folks in our rural communities becoming more educated on where their water comes from, we're working really hard to get as much information out to the public as possible.
That is great because, you know, we can work on SGMA, but if those most impacted on it aren't being educated or giving information about all these tools, do they really help anybody? So thank you so much, Rhett, for joining me and providing some valuable insights. So it looks like in practice, it's that at the core of SGMA is a long-term reliability. That includes farms, businesses, as well as families who depend on safe drinking water. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.